I just made it. When raising support for projects, do you rejoice and then stop when precisely what is needed is given? When raising project support, you may stop and say, I just made it. I now have exactly what my community sports team or organization needs, and I can start the project. Many times when I've heard this said, it was a sad surprise to then learn that a critical investing partner lost their job, or the Lord took them home unexpectedly, or their business went bankrupt. When this happens, you may put your head on the bed to sleep but find your mind won't stop as you try to figure out how your project can succeed. I've seldom lost sleep over this subject. When I felt the Lord's leading to travel extensively to help other countries begin sports ministries, many of the donors at the time said they would discontinue or reduce their financial commitments. They didn't have a vision for sports and ministry in other countries. What did I do? I increased the amount of time presenting the investment opportunity to more individuals and churches. It was critical that I wasn't underfunded. If you and I were discussing the funding for your projects, what would be my counsel? Always raise at least 20% more than you estimate you need. If you are wise, you will recognize, the unexpected should be expected. Living on the edge may sound good over a cup of coffee, but it is not wise when trying to serve a project. The same principle applies if you are raising personal support. Scripture to ponder. Luke 14:28. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Key lesson. A wise person in any level of serving and developing projects prepares for the unexpected financially.